www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers are requested to come closer and listen to the bayan with extreme adab and talab. Despite that the speaker is an ordinary person, but as long as the talk is regarding Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the effort of deen, so this requires adab and talab. And when we will listen with adab and talab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq for amal. So brothers are requested to come closer, stop moving around and listen to the bayan attentively. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر وقال تعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, we in this world perform several activities, but all our activities are not of equal importance. Some are very necessary, some are less necessary. The problem and fault with us sometimes when we do not differentiate what action and what activity and what amal is necessary for me and what is not. That's why the ulama says that a Muslim should know what is the objective of his life. The core objective of life should be very clear to all of us. And when the objective of life is clear, then we have to perform other several activities. Those may be among necessities, but that won't be our objective of life. Our objective of life is what? To prepare for akhirah. This is said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. You are come into being, you are come into existence. For what? To prepare for akhirah. And the dunya and akhirah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared the conditions of dunya and akhirah and said, مَدْ دُنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلَ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ إِصْبَعَهُ فِي الْيَمِّ. The comparisons between the conditions, amount of ahwal which come into our life as compared to the ahwal which will come hereafter are like the ahwal and conditions which will come in the akhirah are like ocean. And the conditions and ahwal which come in our this life are like we dip our finger in the ocean. A drop of water will come on the top of our finger. What is the portion of this water in front of the water which is in the Indian Ocean? No proportionate. We can't say that the water on the finger is less than the water in the ocean. no comparison. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the ahwal, whether those ahwal are acceptable to us or not, those ahwal in akhirah are massive. And the ahwal, whether they are acceptable or not, they are like a drop of water in front of the ocean. So the wisdom requires what? We should prepare for the akhirah, not for the dunya. How to prepare for akhirah? For this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent to this world as a messenger, as a prophet, as a nabi. In fact, nabiyun nabiyin, imamun nabiyin, imamul mursaleen. He came to teach us how to prepare for akhirah. In other words, for preparation of akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his deen. What is deen? Deen is not that we recited kalima, la ilaha illallah, and that is the whole deen. No. Despite the fact that only reciting the kalima, la ilaha illallah, is also precious, valuable. A companion of Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu, once he was sitting with his students, one of his students narrates that he said that Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu said that we heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that yadrusul islamu kama yadrusul thawbu. A time will come when the Islam will fade. Color of Islam will fade like the clothes become faded. And people will not perform namaz, salah, zakat, roza. In fact, they won't know the faraiz of Islam also. One of the students of Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu, his name is narrated as Sila ibn Zufar, rahimahullah. He asked that when at that time the Muslim won't know that what is namaz, what is zakat, what is roza, they will only be reciting kalima la ilaha illallah. Will this kalima protect them from Jahannam? Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu evaded his question, ignored his question. He questioned second time. He ignored. He asked third time. Then he said, yes, the kalima la ilaha illallah will benefit him and protect him from the Jahannam. And this is what we listened, we heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Meaning that the kalima la ilaha illallah, only becoming Muslim is a big, big valuable thing, my respected elders and brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting in a majlis. An old man came. He was such an old man that he couldn't see nicely either. And he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked that, Ya Rasulullah, if a person has committed so many sins that he has ma taraka hajatan wala dajatan illa qtatafaha, he has never left a small sin or big sin but he has committed it, and the number of sins is so many that those sins are divided amongst the Hijaz people, among the Arab people, his single person sins will be enough to make them enter into the hell. Is there any way? Fahallahu min tawbatin? Is there any way for this person for repentance? and for tawbah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam understood that he is asking about himself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him, "A aslamta? You have entered Islam? Have you accepted Islam? Have you recited kalima la ilaha illallah?" He said, "Yes, I believe. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. I testify about la ilaha illallah and that you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "You don't know that the moment you accepted Islam, the moment you recited this kalima, all of your sins are forgiven. He was so much surprised that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Wa ghadarati wa fajarati? What about my sins? Big sins, small sins, what will happen?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Wa ghadaratika wa fajaratika." Yes, all of your sins are forgiven. Don't worry. So my brothers, what I mean is that only reciting kalima, only declaring ourselves as a Muslim is a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my respected elders and brothers, this is not enough. Enough for what? For salvation and for succession in this world and hereafter. Like a person, he gets married to a woman, nikah is done, and he accepted that woman the other day, that his wife becomes sick and he wants to go to the doctor. He will be liable to take her to the doctor. Am I right or not? Can he say, "This husband, I accepted you. When did I said that I will take you to the doctor? When did I said that I will be responsible for all your needs? I am your husband, you are my wife, but I didn't accept your responsibilities." Can he say this? No. Becoming husband, automatically, when on the nikah, this husband says, "I accepted this woman," automatically, all the responsibilities come on to him. When we say kalima la ilaha illallah, there was a Persian poet. He said a beautiful shayar. I just remembered. Chumagoyam musalmanam balarzam. Chumagoyam musalmanam balarzam. Kedanam mushkilate la ilaha. As soon as I say that I am a Muslim, I start shivering because I know that what is the purpose of this kalima la ilaha illallah. What this kalima la ilaha illallah requires from me. So we are Muslim. When we are Muslim, we are supposed to practice Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna ad-deena yusrun." Deen is very easy. "Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusra wa la yuridu bikum al-usra." Me, Allah, I do not want to create problems for you, hurdles for you. I want to make the deen easy for you. So deen is easy. Why? Because Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that deen is easy. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who will be more truthful than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So deen is easy. But we are finding it difficult. Why? Deen is easy for whom? The person who has enthusiasm, passion, desire, jazba, we say in Urdu. And the Quranic terminology is what? Iman. When there is Iman in the heart, practicing Islam becomes easy. فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. When there is no passion for Islam, when there is no desire to practice Islam, when there is no enthusiasm to practice Islam, this Muslim will find to practice Islam as difficult that like a person who has never climbed a mountain and he has to go to the top of the mountain. He will find it difficult. Likewise, a person accepted Islam, but he doesn't have the required quantity of enthusiasm, iman, sentiments, jazba. He will feel difficult to practice Islam. And iman cannot be bought from the market. Iman I cannot acquire by inheritance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his beloved daughter Fatima radiyallahu anha, man batta bihi amaluhu lam yusri' bihi nasabuhu. Your lineage will not make you enter into the Jannah without amal. So iman, dunya, worldly items, materials, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, inna Allah yu'ti ad-dunya liman yuhibbu wa man la yuhibbu. This dunya, wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes distributes among the slaves, whether they are beloved or not. But deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't distribute. This is the khas, special tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the quantity of iman, upon the level of iman, upon the stage of that passion and enthusiasm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq to practice Islam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, we read their stories, we listen them, particularly in Fazail A'mal, the first chapter, stories of Sahaba, Hikayat Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. There are such stories if they are not conveyed to us through proper lineage, authentic lineage, authentic sanad, we would have said that how can it be in this world that a person, a man, a woman, a child, an old man can perform like this? Stories of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, my respected elders, are unbelievable. But those stories are true. And the reason behind that was the enthusiasm, passion with Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. When that iman is acquired with such mahals like we are in it, by giving da'wah, by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the iman, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan kamila. Ay Allah, I ask you about the kamal of iman. Allahumma ati nafsi taqwaha. Oh Allah, give me the amount of taqwa which will refrain me from the sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't have that quantity of iman. He doesn't have that taqwa. Al-ayazu billah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made these dua to teach us that these are the blessings which we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will acquire iman by making dua. We will acquire iman by giving dawah. We will acquire iman by incorporating ourselves with the such mahals. When the iman will increase, the practice of Islam will become easy. This is very simple. The work of da'wah, main purpose of this work is what? All of us make effort on our hearts. We make effort on our iman. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala inna fil jasadi la mudghatan idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kulluhu. There is a flesh in the badan of insan, in the body of insan. When it will perform good, it will be durust hoga, kya kahenge? It will be correct. The whole body will perform nicely. Otherwise, when that flesh of the body is not okay, he cannot perform Islam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated thrice, Ala wahi al-qalb, Ala wahi al-qalb, Ala wahi al-qalb. Be noted that flesh of the body is what? Heart of a Muslim. So we have to make effort on our iman. We have to make effort on our iman, on our hearts. Then we will see the barakat and blessings of deen. My respected elders, we haven't seen the barakat of deen. That's why we are afraid that when I will practice Islam, what will happen with me and with my enjoyment, with my family? This is why, because we haven't seen the barakat and blessings of the deen which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought for us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, but the blessings and barakat of his deen he left for us behind him. I give you a simple example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. O my Nabi, don't worry. As long as you are in this world, amongst your ummah, amongst your nation, I won't destroy your ummah. As long as you are with them, as you are alive. When this verse is said, automatically a question pops up that, okay, as long as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is amongst the nation, the ummah will not be destroyed. But what will happen after the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They will be destroyed.
www.attableek.com, the revival of
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a replacement. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second thing, after you will leave this world, as long as your ummah will perform istighfar, I won't destroy them. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. As long as you are, that's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed two protections, two aman for this ummah. One is the wujud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second is amal of istighfar. What I want to say is that we haven't seen the barakat of deen. That's why we are afraid. When we will make effort on our heart, we will make effort on our iman, and we will practice Islam, we will see through our eyes the barakat and blessings of Islam. We cannot believe it. One more story I tell you. That was a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it is narrated purposely that we should understand that the barakat and blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the nubuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is till qiyamah. Nuh alayhi salam is no longer Nabi for any nation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not in this world, but his nubuwa, his prophethood is valid. Jabir radiyallahu anhu, one of the sahaba, his father was martyred, shaheed, in the battle of Uhud, leaving behind one son, Jabir radiyallahu anhu, and seven daughters. Jabir radiyallahu anhu says that after the shahada, after the battle of Uhud, the debtors whom the money was payable on my father, Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, they came to me, and not only came to me, they start insisting and putting pressure on me to repay the debt. And I had nothing to repay them except some dates. I wanted from them some grace period to repay them the amount which is outstanding on my father, liable on my father. But they didn't accept it. I thought to talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and arrange a meeting of them with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make them allow me some grace time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted that meeting, and when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if they starting making pressure on me again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that they will won't let any time for Jabir radiyallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked Jabir, where are the dates which your father has left behind? He brought that a pile of dates. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made three rounds around that pile, and he was, which was not heard. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, call your lenders. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself started to take the dates from that pile and started giving that to the lenders. One by one, all the lenders were paid off. Jabir radiyallahu anhu said that I was very happy if the liability of my father is paid off, even though I have nothing to take back home for my sisters. I was confined with death also. But I was surprised when I saw the lenders were paid off. They went back. The pile which was kept in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was as like it was untouched, unmoved. And the whole pile of dates were remaining for my sisters. This was the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our tongue, zahir. We have iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we do not have the reality of that iman, that by practicing Islam, how much blessings we have, we can encash through practicing Islam. But that, my elders and brothers, that is related to the amount of iman which we have in our heart. For this we have to make effort. For this we have to make sacrifice, qurbani. For this we have to make khuruj in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we obtain that amount of iman, and so that we practice Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this Islam, which we feel nowadays difficult for us, that will be as easy as on a garden, which I read that ayat, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. This is the meaning of شَرْحِ صَدْر. This is the meaning of انشراحِ صَدْر. That when iman and hidayat come in our heart, the light of hidayat, light of iman, when come in our heart, we will accept Islam, we will practice Islam as easily as we walk on the garden, on the grass. No, there will be, we feel no hurdle in practicing Islam. So we have to make effort, we have to learn Islam, we have to learn deen, we have to go to the ulamas, obtain iman, seek knowledge, and that will become, that will make us practicing Muslim. Very simple to practice Islam. And then this deen, which is full of blessings, full of bounties, full of barakat, is not confined to ibadat only. Our business, our trade, our private life, our home life, which we think that these are our private affairs. And Islam do not bother in that. No, my brothers. Islam is a complete way of life, which teaches us not only ibadat, in fact, muasharat, all the dealings, muasharat, our culture. One hadith I tell you in connection with, after the bayan, there will be nikah also. I recalled a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salasun haqqun ala Allahi awnuhum. Salasun haqqun ala Allahi awnuhum. There are three persons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for himself wajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken responsibility to help them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking responsibility. Brothers, listening or not? All of you are not going for nikah. Nikah is only for a limited person. They are waiting for nikah. The main is our bayan. So you are listening and understanding my weak English also. Salasun haqqun ala Allahi aunuhum. There are three persons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking responsibility to help them. One of them, al-mutazawwij, alladhi, a person who is getting married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking responsibility to help him. But there is a condition. And that is Islam. Otherwise, every human being is getting married. What is the difference in Islam? Salasun haqqun ala Allahi aunuhum. Three person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them. One of them, Al-mutazawwij alladhi yuridu al-afafa. Getting married, but with the intention of what? To seek, but what you say? Purity? Chastity. Virginity. Purity. He is getting married, but with this intention. Al-mutazawwij alladhi yuridu al-afaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking responsibility to help him. This is Islam. A person is doing business, and for business he took loan. Man akhada amwal an-nasi yuridu ada'aha addallahu anhu. His intention is good. His intention is to pay off the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him to dispose of his all debts. This is Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah accept us, give us tawfiq to make effort on our hearts, make effort on our iman, so that practicing Islam becomes easy for us. And then we will enjoy practicing Islam as we enjoy walking on the grass. May Allah make it easy for us. For this, my respected elders, we have to spare some time. This is, deen is easy, but against this deen, we have to take Jannah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jannah is very valuable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِي ابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. Well, this verse is regarding the battles, but the meaning is general. What is the general meaning? People are sacrificing, making effort day and night for wealth, for money, for world, for worldly life. Oh Muslims, you cannot make effort for Jannah, for Akhirah, for me, who is your creator, who is your sustainer. So my respected elders and brothers, this Jannah, Akhirah, Deen is very valuable. This requires sacrifice from us. So for this, We are set to go in the path of Allah. So brothers are ready. One thing before nikah, detailed bayan will be after Maghrib. There will be tashkil also. There are two kinds of fault in any person or in a Muslim. One is fault in his amal, action. The other is fault in his understanding, in his ilm, in his knowledge. For example, I know that salah is farz, compulsory. I am supposed to wake up for fajr. But I didn't. When I woke up at 7 o'clock, I realized that I have missed my Fajr Salah. While I know that Fajr was farz on me, and I have committed a sin, a day will come, if not today, a day will come, I will make Tawbah. I will make Istighfar for this laziness. Why? Because my knowledge is correct. I know that this is farz on me, but I didn't perform this. So I will make tawbah. A person is committing a sin. Other instance. He is committing a sin and he doesn't know that this is a sin. This is a sin. In fact, he believes that this is a good deed. Tell me, my brothers, that he will make tawbah from this sin? Never. Because he is committing that sin without realizing that this is a sin. In fact, he is thinking that this is deen. Why I am telling you this? Practicing Islam is my responsibility. And to make effort on the entire ummah is also my responsibility in the wake of last prophethoodship, Khatmun Nabuwa. Because we believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only Nabi, but he is the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we have aqeedah on this, automatically this is our responsibility. Our mistake or fault or problem is what? We are not fulfilling this responsibility. Apart from not fulfilling this responsibility, we do not realize also that we are missing anything. And when we do not realize, why will we do istighfar? So that's why our elders, mashayikh, especially Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that we all should do istighfar. Istighfar on what? We didn't realize that the work of dawah, work of deen is my responsibility. I didn't did this effort, this is another thing. And I didn't realize also, this is another sin. So we all make istighfar on behalf of the whole ummah. And from now onwards, we make intention to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make this effort, make this work, our responsibility. Who will do istighfar for this purpose? And who will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq for this? This is the main objective of this ishtima. Otherwise, listening, speaking, and thinking that all this is good action. I heard the bayan, very good bayan. Zohar bayan, Fajr bayan, very good. Tomorrow will be dua. This is not the object of this ishtima. The object of this ishtima is we have to change our mindset. We have to change our intention. So every brother is ready to do istighfar, to make intention that from now onwards, I will make this work of dawah my work. I will take this responsibility. Everyone is ready? May Allah accept us. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Brothers, now the nikah will be done, conducted. You are requested to please, like you were sitting till now, you are requested, my brothers, respected elders and brothers.
MashaAllah, remain seated, inshallah.
Respected elders and brothers,
the nikah party,
listen
please.
One masala, listen one thing, then you may go. My respected elders and brothers, one thing. My respected elders and brothers, you know that before the Jummah Salah, what is the difference between the Jummah and Zuhr? In Zuhr, there is no khutbah. Whereas in Jummah Salah, before Salah, there is khutbah. Isn't it so? And to listen the khutbah is necessary, wajib. Even though we do not understand khutbah in Arabic. Likewise, ulama says that the khutbah of nikah is also, listening of it is wajib. So you are requested, my brothers, that please remain attentive, remain calm, couple of minutes inshallah, and then time will be given to make wuzu for Maghrib Salah. And we should prepare for Maghrib before Salah, so that we don't have to move after namaz and we remain attentive in the saf for bayan. This is the last night of our ishtima, main bayan. So requested brothers are requested to remain attentive. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Why there's three nikah parties, eh? We only have 1 year. The other, the time is limited, inshallah. Come closer. Who is the third party?
Uzair Gina. Shiraz Mullah. You are the wakil on behalf of Humaira Mullah. And you took wakala from her for her nikah with Uzair Gina in lieu of the mahar dowry, which is rent 17,686.07. And you allow me to do nikah with Uzair Gina. Okay, jazakumullahu khairan. Muhammad Zahid. MashaAllah. Muhammad Farooq Sheikh. You took wakala from Aisha Sheikh. Aapne ijazat le li hai ke main Zahid jo ke bete hain Abdul Wahid Sheikh ke unse unka nikah Aisha Sheikh se karun 5000 rand ke ivaz aur aap mujhe ijazat dete hain ke main Aisha ka nikah Muhammad Zahid se kara dun. Muhammad Javed. He is okay. MashaAllah. Nasir Khan. Nasir Khan Muhammad Khan. Wakil should be present, my respected elders. He is here in the Ishtamaga. Achha. Yes, brother Nasir Khan. Nasir Khan, you are Nasir Khan? You took permission and wakala from Maria Banu for nikah with Muhammad Javed, son of Muhammad Idris Malik, against mahar of 2,500 rand. And you give me permission to conduct the nikah of Aisha with Muhammad Javed. Alhamdulillah, الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا كلها متاع وخير متاع الدنيا المرأة الصالحة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوج الودود الولود فإني مكاثر أو قال مفاخر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين Brother Uzair Jina, I hand over Humaira Mullah in your nikah with the wakala and representative of Shiraz Mullah against the mahar, which is ₹17,686.07. You accept Humaira Mullah in your nikah?
Sir, accept.
I accept her.
I accept her.
Barakallahu lakuma wa alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma bi khair. Muhammad Zahid, son of Abdul Wahid Sheikh. I hand over Aisha Sheikh to your nikah through the wakala of Muhammad Farooq Sheikh against mahar cash. You accept Aisha Sheikh in your nikah? Yes, I accept Aisha Sheikh.
Yes, I accept her.
MashaAllah. Barakallahu lakuma wa alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma bi khair. Muhammad Jamad Idris Malik. I hand over Maria Banu, who is daughter of Shabbir Khan Pathan, in your nikah by the wakala of Nasir Khan Muhammad Khan against the mahar, which is 2,500 rand. You accept Maria Banu in your nikah?
Ji, I accept it.
Barakallahu lakuma wa alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma bi khair. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم واهدهم سبل السلام ونجهم من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش والفتن منها وما بطن ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمقين إماما اے اللہ ان تمام نکاحوں کو قبول فرما بابرکت بنا اور جیسے اے اللہ آپ نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں اور حضرت خدیجہ میں محبت قائم فرمائی رضی اللہ عنہا، اور جیسے آپ نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور حضرت عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہم میں محبت اور الفت قائم فرمائی، ایسی محبت اور الفت اے اللہ ان تین نکاح بھی قائم فرما، اپنے کرم سے زوجین میں آپس میں مفاہمت الفت محبت اے اللہ قائم فرما، ہر قسم کی غلط فہمی سے، ناچاقی سے، چپقلش سے، بری نظر سے، جادو سے اے اللہ بری نظر سے اپنے کرم سے ان کی حفاظت فرما، دونوں خاندانوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ نیک اولاد کے حصول کا ذریعہ بنا، دین میں آگے بڑھنے کا اس نکاح کو ذریعہ بنا، دونوں خاندانوں میں الفت کے قائم ہونے کا ذریعہ بنا، اے اللہ تو اپنے کرم سے ساری دنیا کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما، انہیں ہدایت کی طرف رجوع عطا فرما، اے اللہ ان کے دلوں کو اسلام کی طرف اور دین کی طرف مائل فرما، اے اللہ دنیا میں جتنے انسان بستے ہیں ان پر بھی رحم فرما اور انہیں بھی ہدایت نصیب فرما، اور جن کی قسمت میں ہدایت نہیں وہ اسلام اور مسلمانوں کے لیے رکاوٹ بنے ہوئے، اپنے کرم سے ان کے شرور سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ اس اجتماع کو اور تمام اجتماعات کو جو دنیا بھر میں ہو رہے ہیں یا ہونے ہیں اپنے کرم سے قبول فرما، بارآور فرما، جن دوستوں نے شرکت کری، جو جنہوں نے یہاں پر گفتگو کری، جنہوں نے یہاں خدمت کری، اپنے کرم سے سب کی خدمت کو، سب کے کہنے سننے کو قبول فرما، ارادہ کرنے والوں کو ارادوں میں پختگی عطا فرما، نقد نکلنے والوں کے لیے نقد نکلنا آسان فرما، اے اللہ ہم سب کی توبہ قبول فرما، دین کے کام کو اپنا کام بنانا ہم سب کے لیے آسان فرما، اپنے کرم سے عافیت والی زندگی نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ایمان پر خاتمہ ہم سب کا مقدر فرما، اے اللہ آخرت کی ہر قسم کی رسوائی سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، اپنے کرم سے ہمارے والدین کی مغفرت فرما، وصلی اللہ وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین، آمین 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 برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔
جی برادرز، ا فیو منٹس لیفٹ اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو پریپیئر فار صلاۃ انشاءاللہ۔ جی مولانا، میرا چاچا ہے www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.